You're listening to the Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses the financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA, certified divorce financial analyst, and author of the book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. One of the biggest questions that I get from people all the time, and it's usually in a panic, it's, my divorce is about to happen, how do I pay for everything? How do I get an attorney to get the process started? I tried to meet with the attorney, they said it was going to cost me a $2,000 retainer, or a $5,000 retainer, or a $10,000 retainer before they even do a drop of work for me, and I don't have that available to me. Or maybe my spouse took away access to my bank accounts and credit cards. I know it exists somewhere. I'm pretty sure we have the money, but I just don't have access to it. So one of the questions is, how do I get started, and how do I pay for my divorce? Well, on today's episode, I have the chief operating officer of a company called Funded Justice. They're a crowdfunding platform that can help you raise those initial funds to get an attorney and to start paying for your divorce. So without further ado, here's my interview with Alan Savage. Today on the show, we have a special guest. I have with me Alan Savage. He is the chief operating officer at Funded Justice. Funded Justice is a crowdfunding community for anyone with a legal issue that needs money to hire an attorney. Alan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Funded Justice, what you do as a company?
Well, Funded Justice was founded with the sole mission of helping people hire private attorneys so they can have their day in court, or to help someone with a social justice issue. We've been called GoFundMe with a purpose. So if you need to hire an attorney but you don't have the funds available, we create a campaign. We go out to actually find people to donate to your campaign, so that we raise enough money so you can hire the attorney that you want to help you.
And so I think the technical term for this is crowdfunding, is that right?
That's correct.
So how does it work? Let's say, you know, I'm in a divorce situation and I can't afford an attorney. How do I use Funded Justice? Walk me through an example of how that might work.
Okay, so let me just put a little more color on it. So let's just say that it is a woman who's getting divorced from the husband, and the husband froze all the assets, cut up the credit cards. Now you have this wife who doesn't have any money to hire her own private attorney. And most attorneys are going to want a retainer or something to start. So she would come to our website, create a campaign on her story, and then we would push that out into social media to different groups that would feel strongly about that issue. And we're hoping that the wife pushes it out to her network, you know, friends and family who support her and believe her. And then we'll raise the money so that she can hire the attorney she needs to get justice in her day in court.
And what's the typical amount that people raise on the platform?
It varies. We have campaigns that are national in scope, which have raised close to $100,000. We have some more local, isolated campaigns that might raise $1,500 or $2,000. And then we have some campaigns, you know, that just don't raise anything because they just can't get enough people to feel strong about that campaign. So our typical raise is about $1,500 per, if you look at all the campaigns that we do over every different category.
And if I am returning to your situation, I'm, you know, getting divorced and my husband cut up my credit cards, what would make me a good candidate, or what would make for the most successful campaign on Funded Justice? Is it having a network, or how does that work?
It's a two-part. We've looked at it, and it's two things that really make a campaign successful or not. One is, if the individual has a network, right? So they have friends and family that believe and support them, because those are the first people to donate to a campaign. And once a campaign gets some money in it, that gives it social proof that other people believe in this, so it's a legitimate campaign. So, you know, I was in a similar situation. Here's $20, here's $50 to that campaign. So you get the social proof. So that's the first. The second part is a campaign owner who advocates for themselves, right? So they push it out onto Facebook, onto Twitter. We have resources to help them identify groups that would help them. And if they do some of the legwork too, we do a lot on our end, but if they can do some on their end, those are the campaigns that do extremely well.
And typical with crowdfunding is that campaigns have a goal amount raised. How does that work on the Funded Justice platform?
Yeah, so we're different from most platforms in the sense that what we do, as soon as money comes in, we transfer it almost immediately to the campaign owner, because we think that, hey, if we raise $1,000, maybe that campaign owner can do something with that first 1,000 And when she gets the next $2,000 or $3,000, she could do something else. But we want that person to have the money as quickly as possible. So you don't have to wait to the end of the campaign. As soon as the money comes in, we're going to give it to you immediately.
Got it. And how much does it cost then for someone to start a campaign?
Yeah, it's zero cost to the campaign owner. And, it's zero cost for us to push it out onto social media and the press releases and things that we do. We do that internally just for our campaigns. But we do take a percentage of the amount raised. So we have a typical model like a GoFundMe. We take 7% of the raise, and then credit card processing fees comes out, and that's it.
Got it. So it's quite straightforward in the way that it
absolutely
works. And what do people typically use money for? You said it's mostly for getting that first, if I'm in a divorce situation, paying that retainer for the attorney, or is it other things as well?
Well, in the divorce situation, what we've heard is that once the wife or the husband, whoever it is that's raising the money for the divorce issue, once they get an attorney on board, they're able to file some documents so that they get access to marital funds. And then that levels the playing field right away. So a lot of times, one of the spouses will freeze out the other one for assets to try to force them to capitulate and agree to a poor settlement, right? Well, if you have an attorney and you're filing on your behalf, that doesn't happen. So that's usually for a divorce situation. They just need to get the ball rolling. And once the other side sees, okay, they've got an attorney, they got funds for this, it levels it up pretty quickly.
Right. That makes plenty of sense. So ultimately, it's a way to at least get the process started for the divorce so that they can start taking other legal means to maybe get some of the money that they're actually owed.
Yep, absolutely.
That makes it very useful in that regard. And of course, as you said, the money comes very quickly, which is great, and makes things very simple for the people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in that case, so let's say that the campaign owner wanted to raise $5,000 because that's what the attorney said they needed. But once they get the first $1,000, the attorney says, hey, I could file this brief. We get access to marital funds. We're good to go. And maybe she only needed $1,000 out of that $5,000, and then that's all she needs.
Right. So let's say, this sounds really interesting for me and my situation or for someone listening. How do they set up a campaign? Can you walk us through the actual, step-by-step process of what it takes to go from, all right, I have this idea, Funded Justice sounds like the right place for me. Now, how do I get started?
So the first thing we would tell you is to go to fundedjustice.com and create a campaign. So it's pretty easy, to follow the instructions online. You create your campaign and we walk you through the steps of creating a campaign, telling your story, uploading pictures and videos. We can handle that. But let's just say that somebody's not tech savvy and they need more help. They can contact support at Funded Justice and they will actually onboard the campaign for them, help them edit pictures, do whatever they need and set it all up. So once the campaign's set up, we have the person set up something called a Stripe account. It's just like PayPal. It's a way that we can electronically transfer money to the campaign owner as fast as possible. And once that's done, the campaign's live, and then we try to get donors to it right away.
Ah, that's great. It seems very easy to set up.
Absolutely.
And if someone wants to contact you and learn if it's a good option for them, what's the best way for them to do that?
It's best to contact me directly through email, and it's alan@fundedjustice.com, and it's alan@fundedjustice.com.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for telling us about Funded Justice. It's a great option for many of our listeners who don't necessarily have the funds or the situation that you provided, the example of where a husband goes and cuts up all the credit cards and says you don't have access to the bank account is actually a real situation that I see every day or every week. So this
right.
is certainly a good option that some people should consider. So thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
As you can tell, the Funded Justice process is pretty straightforward. Look, if you need to raise those initial funds to get started with your divorce, they are a platform you should seriously consider checking out. It could be a way to get your message out there and get that initial funding when you just have to get it. It could be worth it just to get that attorney started and go through the divorce process. Now, before you go, I want to make sure you don't miss three key resources. You should visit my website at divorceandyourmoney.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, which has exclusive information, just requires your email address. Second, you can get my book there, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. It's available on Amazon as well, and it walks you through all of the key information you need to know as you go through divorce, and it has great checklists and financial information in an easy-to-read way, and it doesn't cost very much. It's well worth the small investment to save you thousands or tens of thousands of dollars later down the line. And the other thing is, some of you need one-on-one coaching. You know that you have a particular issue in your divorce that's bugging you. Maybe you just want to walk through and get everything organized, or maybe you want to make sure you fill out your financial affidavit, that form that summarizes your assets correctly, or maybe you want to look at your spouse's financial affidavit to make sure that it all makes sense, or maybe you're farther down the line and you're evaluating settlement proposals and you want a second opinion to see if this will make financial sense for you, not only today, but 10 years or 20 years down the line. Well, we can do that on the coaching page, and you just click on the tab, fill out a short form, and I will get back to you. Finally, subscribe for the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player and leave a review. It takes 30 seconds on iTunes and it helps other people discover the show. And share it with a friend. If you know someone who's just kind of thinking about the process and just wants to know a few basic information ahead of time, this is a great free way to help other people. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, a dream that I can see. I'm all the awesome things, the great people we've been.